SOP299. Hey, if you've ever thought about buying that microphone that you saw at Best Buy, today we'll hear what it sounds like. And we're going to talk a little bit about co-hosts.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com if you'd like to reach me. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to leave a voicemail, you can click on the button out at our website or dial in 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Or you can leave a comment out at our website, which again is schoolofpodcasting.com. Today on the show, we are going to talk about, here's the scenario. I was on the road and had somebody that needed some consulting and they needed it right now. And I did not have my typical, usually if I'm on the road, I'll carry like a headset with me or something. So if I need to do a Skype call, I'm good to go. And I didn't have any kind of microphone. So I went to Best Buy and I saw where I could buy another headset for about $50, or I could buy this microphone, and I believe the microphone was like $29. And since I had headphones, I thought, well, I'll use this microphone to talk and I'll listen through my headphones. And it worked for a Skype call. But what I thought I would do today is some people think, well, I'll just buy a cheap microphone. And I thought, well, let's just, since I went through this scenario, and normally I wouldn't buy this microphone. I needed a microphone, and Best Buy was the only place around. It was the only thing that was open. And so I bought this microphone, and let's get to it, shall we?
All right. So I'm going directly into Audacity right now with this microphone, and the recording levels are not good at all. And I've got the microphone up pretty much as loud as I can get it. And I've checked different things and the Windows media settings, things of that nature. Now I can, if I want to, come in here. I've gone into, let's just explain how I do this. On Windows 7, I go down and I right-click on the picture of the little speaker, and I go into Recording Devices, and I can see that I'm in the Front Mic In. I click on that once and click on Properties in the bottom right-hand corner, and now I can go to Levels, and I can hit the Microphone Boost. Now, when I do that, I'll boost it up 20 decibels here. I'm definitely getting a better level now. I can actually see my level. But it's who knows what other kind of noise is in here. Now, under enhancements, I can turn on some sound effects. I can suppress noise. So that's what that is doing now. The noise suppressor is on. If I turn this off, I can turn on the DC offset cancellation. Makes the input signal operated at the right level, it says. So this is a $30 microphone, and it's recorded into Audacity. And from what I heard earlier, it's not. And my volume level now is almost up to zero. So it's not a horrible, but I've got my mouth right on this thing to get a decent level. So this is what a $30, it's the Samson, let me get the box. The Samson R10S dynamic microphone that I paid, I think, $23 at Best Buy. And I'm going directly into the computer.
All right, so now what I've done, I've taken this same microphone and I've plugged it into a mixer to kind of boost my volume. Now, you'll also hear when I say nothing, we have a lot of hiss, which we kind of had before. But I now have the ability to boost my bass. I am not using a pop filter, so I'm kind of talking across this now, but I can adjust the treble, I can adjust my volume, I can adjust my sensitivity if I turn this way down or way up. This is what it sounds like through adding a mixer. And this, again, is going directly from my mixer via the line out, which is what's called an RCA jack. It's the white and red ones. And going directly into the front end of my Dell computer. All right, last but not least, this is what I sound like through a $30 microphone going from my mixer directly into the portable recorder that I use, which is an Eteroll R-05. And one thing I want to point out, when you're talking about noise and things like that, I have a power surge, power outlet thing here. Protects my computer from having having it get fried, basically, from a power surge. And one of the things I want to know is if you have printers around, your monitors, overhead lights, fluorescent lights can add buzz. So I'm going to put this microphone right next to my power strip. So keep in mind, the more things you have around your computer, which is one of the reasons why I like recording into a portable recorder, I can actually turn off my computer and just have my printed show notes in front of me, is that's a way that you can cut out noise as well. But now what I want to do is the piece à la résistance, and I'm going to turn on another microphone here. And now when I turn, this is both microphones, and so this is the $30 microphone, and I have these side by side, and this is the Edirol. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the Electro Voice RE320. Let's do something better, though. Let's do this. Let's go back to the $30 microphone. The $30 microphone sounds like this. And I'm going to unplug this microphone from the... Because the... ow! Okay. So that's the $30 microphone. And I'm plugging... Okay, so these are literally both in my hand. This is a $30 microphone. The, again... Get the box. The Samson R10S dynamic microphone. It says for karaoke and multimedia. So there you go. That pretty much says it all right there. Now I turn on this microphone. This is the Shure SM58. The Shure SM, and I'm looking at the recording levels because I want these to be kind of the same in terms of volume. I don't want one just to be louder. And now when I turn this one on and turn that off. Okay, there's the Shure. This is the Samson. This is the $30 microphone. This is the $100 microphone. Big difference. This is why when you're buying a microphone, yes, I know, there's a big difference between $30 and $100. So this is a Shure SM58, and this is the Electro Voice RE320. So there you go. And this one is around almost $300, like $280. Love this microphone. A little more clear. But there you go. Now, would I podcast with a $30 microphone? After listening to that, I'm going to say not so much. So I would love your input on that. Go out to the School of Podcasting and just type in R10S in the search box, and that'll bring up this episode. And I'll put a little poll there. You can say, would you listen to a podcast with that kind of audio quality? Me personally, don't know, because from what I'm hearing in my headphones, that's pretty awful. It's not Blog Talk Radio awful, but, you know, and so here again, if I was just starting out and I had no budget, that would be better than using a phone. And you could do things like take the noise out with Audacity. If you're using Audacity, you could use a noise gate, things like that. I would definitely use it with a mixer, and but if you've ever wondered, can I get by with a $30 microphone? You can see where, yes, it's more money, but you can spend $100 on a microphone, and it's a one-time fee. You just have to buy the microphone once, and you're good to go. Next up, we have a question about co-hosting. Steven, I will let you take over.
Hey, Dave, Steven Crow. I've been listening to your podcast for a while. Started listening about a month ago. Going through and listening to all your previous episodes, I haven't really heard you talk about co-hosting much. I'm going to be starting my own podcast, doing interviews with photographers. Now, I've worked in radio a bit, but I'm looking to get a little bit more experience, and I'm wondering how to go about finding one, a co-host, or two, finding a show to co-host on. I've been out there on Craigslist and been searching for possible positions, and I don't see much out there. Is there a resource that you could suggest? Thanks, Dave. Love the show. Keep up the good work, and God bless.
Steven, thank you so much for using the voicemail button out of the website at schoolofpodcasting.com. Great question. And you're right, I haven't talked much about co-hosting in the past. I don't know if I'm just a giant control freak or what, but in general, most of my podcasts just feature me. I need to be able to podcast at the drop of a hat. Many times my schedule is just bizarre. And so it's like I'm always planning podcasts, but when I actually record them is always a bit up in the air. And so that would make it very hard to have a co-host. I have worked with co-hosts in the past. I did Today in Podcasting with Rob Walsh from Libsyn and Wizard Media, Paul Culligan from paulculligan.com, Gary Leland from fastpitch.tv, and me. And so I can give you some insights into it. Number one, you need people that have the same passion as you do. So even on those days when you've got a headache, you don't feel good, and it's time to record the podcast, they're going to go, oh, man, I feel awful, but, man, I would love to talk about podcasting right now. I would love to talk about, I think you said photography, right? Need that same passion. Because there are going to be days when it's like, you know, we set aside Wednesday at 7, and you got to talk about it. And they can't say, oh, I don't feel good or I'm tired. No, you're doing it. So unless they're, of course, pneumonia or something like that. But you get my point. It also helps if they're in the same we're going to kind of scale this down. We're going to say same time zone. When I did Today in Podcasting, Paul was on the West Coast. Rob and Gary were in the middle. And then I was on the East Coast, which basically meant I usually ended up recording things around 1 in the morning. And so that wasn't very convenient. Still loved it, always had a great time, but always regretted it the next day when I was tired. So if you can get people in the same time zone, it helps. The best is if they are in the room with you, because while I'm communicating now audibly, there is something to be said for body language. And when you're in the same room, that will aid your communication with your co-host or co-hosts, right? And so that helps. Now, if you can't be in the same room, then you can do things via Skype. And so keep that in mind, that you're going to have a Skype account. And it takes – there is a podcast called Michael Branville Marketing, and he keeps doing a podcast with three people, and his audio levels are horrible. They're not taking the time. You can go into Skype under call, and I think it's under audio settings. You can adjust your – volume level, and somebody needs to go, look, I can't hear you, Steve, turn it up. Or they might go, Dave, you're too loud, and I could turn it down. And you could do it by ear, but this is just awful, to where the one person's like, and then the next guy is like this. Okay, well, we're going to – it just doesn't work, and I'm constantly adjusting the volume. So that's one of the fun things of having co-hosts, and that's why you definitely need a mixer. Because that way, if you have somebody who talks really, really soft and somebody else who has a very, you know, projecting voice, you know, a mixer is going to help even out the volume qualities. The other thing we should talk about with co-hosts is once you have your team set up, then somebody needs to write up a piece of paper. Now, if you want to get a lawyer involved, you can, but write up a piece of paper that says who owns the name, who owns the name of the podcast. And what happens if what has to happen for someone to get fired from the show? What happens if somebody quits the show? And what are their rights to the name? And you say, well, why would you worry about that? I have two words for you. Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd. Used to be Geek Brief was a podcast with Callie Lewis and her then husband, Neil, who are no longer married, and that's why the show is now called Geek Beat. So think about that. What happens, you know, if it's called the Ernie and Bert Show and Bert quits, can Ernie still call it the Ernie and Bert Show? How's that going to work? Then get on the same page about, okay, we're not making any money now, but if we do, here's how we're going to handle it. Do it now before there's any money to argue over. When there's money to argue over, people get weird. So then you might want to sit down and go, okay, you know, so-and-so is going to handle recording. This person is going to handle writing the show notes. This person is going to handle promotion, things like that. Just kind of talk it out. Who's going to do what? Because you don't want everything falling on one person, because then that person is going to leave probably, or things like that. It's fun, but there is some work to be done, and you want to kind of even it out, make sure that it works like that. In terms of finding a co-host, that's an interesting question. I would maybe do a Google search for photographers in your area. If you're, let's say you're looking for, you know, a photography podcast. If you're not, just take this example and conform it to what you're looking for. But, you know, Google that topic in your area. And then maybe contact that person and say, hey, I see you're a very successful photographer here in the Akron, Ohio area. I'm starting a podcast. We're going to be talking about photography. This might be a way for you to, you know, promote your business. I'm going to be doing this with that. Here's what the podcast is about. Here's how often I want to do it. Here's how long I think the episodes are going to be. Here's what's expected of you. Yada, yada, yada. Paint that picture of what the podcast is going to be. And then ask them if they want to join. You could also go to forums. I like the idea of a Craigslist. That's another one. Hey, I'm so-and-so. I live in this area. Here's who I'm looking for. If you've thought of starting a podcast, I am starting one. And here's what it's going to be about. Here's how often I plan on podcasting. And, you know, you need a Skype account. Or if you're in the area, you know, you need to be able to put out $100 for a microphone. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And kind of go from there. In terms of finding a show, I've never thought of that. Going up to somebody, because I'm assuming if somebody's doing a podcast, that they have chosen to do a solo podcast because they want to do it solo. But I've never thought of somebody going up and saying, hey, like, I've never had somebody come up to me and go, hey, I'd be a great co-host for your show. And if they did, I'm not sure. Because I'm so protective of my audience, I'm not sure I would just let anybody on. So with that in mind, let me give you the story. There's a guy here in Cleveland named Mike Trevisano. I think I've actually talked about him before, because the great thing is he's the number one drive home guy in Cleveland on this big giant AM radio station. And if you download his first hour of his podcast, it's 37 minutes long. His first hour of his radio show is 37 minutes long. That's because the other 23 minutes are commercials. Gotta love radio, right? But here's the great thing about him. He used to call into a show on a regular basis and talk sports with the then host. And so the host kind of named him Mr. Know-It-All because he was very opinionated and would call in frequently. Well, to make a long story short, Mike Trevisano, Mr. Know-It-All, ended up getting his own show and then ended up actually replacing the guy that he called in from. So if you want to get involved with a podcast, find one that would be very similar to yours and just start adding to it. And then who knows, maybe that host may say, would you like to be a co-host? I'm not sure I have the courage or ego to go up to somebody and say, your podcast needs me. I'm not sure that, but I could see contributing to one that would be, just be a regular contributor and then maybe start your own podcast and then announce that on the other podcast and who knows. We'll see. Or that might be an icebreaker after you have spent a month regularly contributing to this podcast. Talk to the podcaster of that podcast and say, I'm thinking of starting my own. Can you tell me who you use, what kind of equipment, things like that? And just let them know that you're thinking of starting your own podcast. They then may say, hey, why don't we just do this one together if you want? So I'm just thinking out loud here of that. But the big key to me about a co-host, things that make it harder, is check their schedule, check their passion. And then please don't forget that once you find a co-host, to sit down and talk about, okay, we're actually creating we're creating something together and we need to figure out what happens. You know, how does somebody get fired from this? How does somebody quit from this? And if so, who owns the name? How do you move on from that? Because someday, hopefully it's because I die, I will stop this podcast. I don't plan on ever stopping podcasting, but eventually this, you know, all podcasts will come to an end. Maybe who knows by then, maybe I'll pass it off to one of my kids or somebody else, or somebody will buy the School of Podcasting. Who knows? But in general, you know, Cheers, Seinfeld, MASH, all good things come to an end, and you want to figure out how that is going to happen. All right, last up, just wanted to make a quick announcement. And if you're still listening to this, not that it's that big a deal, but if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/blogworld, you will see that that is happening in June and in New York City, and I will be attending that. It's June 5th through the 7th in the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City, and I will be there on a panel talking about podcasting 101, and I will be doing pretty much whatever else they want me to do. My friend Cliff Ravenscraft, I've talked about him in the past, called me up. He is the guy behind the track. He's basically, so if you don't like what happens at Blog World this year, then, you know, tell Cliff. He's the man that's putting the people together, but he's got some great people. And Cliff called me up, said, hey, would you be interested? And I'm like, I'm thinking about it. You know, I've never been to New York. That would be cool. He said, well, Daniel Lewis, of course, of the Audacity to Podcast, he's going to be there. And I was like, oh, really cool. Love Daniel. I saw him at PodCamp Cincinnati this year. And he said, and Ray Ortega is going to be there from the Podcaster Studio. And I said, I'm there. Done. And then he said, we're working on Dave Thackeray, the podcast guy. And that would be great because Dave lives in Liverpool, England. If he can make it, that would be awesome. Great guy. And but when I heard those, you know, the fact that Cliff, Daniel, and Ray, I was like, I'm there. Don't know how, but I'm there. And so I'm putting away my money, and we're actually looking into splitting rooms and things of that nature. But if you want to go, check it out. It's a great conference. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/blogworld, and you can sign up today. It's actually a three-day conference, and it is pretty much the – back in the day, I'll give you a little history lesson. Back in the day, there was a portable new media expo. I actually talked at the first two of those. Then they moved it from California. They moved it to Vegas. I missed the next two. Because basically I had to replace a refrigerator, and then I had to replace my wife's car, and all the budget for, you know, expos kind of went out the window. And so this year I want to buy my tickets right now. It's actually in driving distance if I want to drive there, because I'm in Ohio and it's in New York City. So I am going to be there, and hope to see you there as well. So that is going to do it for this edition. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Again, everything you need to launch a successful podcast, it's one place. One place. Not multiple places, one. And that is schoolofpodcasting.com. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources. So if you're looking for music, if you're looking for album art, speaking of Daniel Lewis, Mr. PodcastAlbumArt.com, we've got him listed there. We have voiceover people. Anything you need, we've got equipment. If you're looking to buy equipment, I do sell podcasting equipment. If you want a Heil PR40, if you want a Shure SM58, in some cases I can beat pricing like Amazon.com. In the case of a Shure SM58, I'm going to be pretty much the same price. I really can't do much on that one. But in some cases, I definitely can, like a Heil PR40 and other ones. Or if you're looking for a Roland R-05, any kind of podcasting equipment. And that's why I say everything you need to launch a successful podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. You can reach me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. You can click on the voicemail button out on the right-hand side. And if you've got a microphone plugged in, you can leave a comment that way as well. Or just leave a comment out at our website, which of course is schoolofpodcasting.com. Would love to see your comments about what you thought about that microphone. Would you listen to a podcast that was using that microphone, or would you say, no, need better quality than that? Because I didn't touch up that audio at all. And so what you hear is what you got. So thank you very much for tuning in. And until next week, God bless. Class is dismissed. I will see you on the inside.